Pilates to showcase its PC24 at NBAA 2013. Moshier's Skyfest is postponed, and Vern Rayburn joins Titan Aerospace. This is Aero News for Thursday, October 17, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Attendees at NBAA 2013, the annual Business Aviation Conference and Exposition, will have the opportunity to be the first in North America to experience the new super versatile jet. Following its unveiling at the European Business Aviation Conference and Exposition in Geneva, Switzerland last May, Pilatus Aircraft Limited is putting its new flagship business aircraft mock-up on the road to garner feedback from prospective customers around the world. Pilatus officials are eager to showcase the new super versatile jet in what is anticipated to be the largest geographic market for the twin-engine business jet. Pilatus will exhibit the PC-24 mock-up and a real PC-12NG at their NBAA exhibit inside the Las Vegas Convention Center. After a short private event, the PC-24 mock-up will be open to the public beginning at noon on Tuesday, October 22nd. It appears that the resolution of the partial government shutdown has come too late for the 21st annual Moshier's Skyfest. Originally scheduled for this weekend, it's now been postponed to April 26th, 27th in 2014. The show was postponed because of the partial government shutdown that included parts of the FAA. It seems that in order to have an air show with aerobatic performances, an air show waiver is required, and organizers of the event say that during the shutdown, they couldn't get the waiver. No waiver means no air show, thus the postponement. Meanwhile, Air Force community and public outreach was significantly impacted earlier this year as sequestration went into effect, and during the partial government shutdown, it became all but non-existent, with more than 800 events being canceled or withdrawn this year. As a result of sequestration and that government shutdown, roughly 45 million people did not get the chance to see their U.S. Air Force in action. Titan Aerospace, a producer of solar-powered atmospheric satellites, or atmostats, has announced that Vern Rayburn has joined the company as chairman and CEO. Seen as an accomplished high-technology and aerospace leader, Titan says Rayburn will bring an invaluable blend of real-world experience in business development, technology innovation, and market creation. Founded in 2012, Titan designs and manufactures atmostats, a new type of unmanned aerial vehicle that does the work of near-Earth satellites at a fraction of the cost. In August, Titan unveiled its first atmostat platform, Solera. Unlike traditional satellites, Solera is far less expensive to buy and fly, and it can easily be brought back for maintenance or payload upgrades. In contrast to other high-altitude UAVs, Titan's solar-powered aerostats offer much longer endurance, staying aloft for 1 to 5 years. About his new position, Rayburn said, quote, "It has been my personal mission to push the boundaries of technological innovation, to redefine markets and make the impossible possible. At Titan, I've found a home with like-minded colleagues that understand that change is not only possible, it's inevitable. I'm thrilled to join this stellar team and eager to get going on this next challenge as we bring new value to the satellite landscape." End quote. A commemorative Air Force P-63 King Cobra was forced to make an emergency landing in Midland County, Texas on Friday. The airplane had departed San Marcos en route to the Midland CAF air show when the pilot, who was not identified, said its fuel selector became inoperative, according to television station KWES. The pilot declared an emergency and made a gear-up landing at SkyWest Airport in southern Midland County, Texas. Images posted on the station website show the airplane resting very much intact on its belly in a grassy area. The station said no one was injured. The pilot was the sole occupant of the P-63. And by the way, the Bell P-63 King Cobra was a U.S. fighter aircraft developed by Bell in World War II from the Bell P-39 Era Cobra, in an attempt to correct that aircraft's deficiencies. When Aero News continues, a belly landing of a different sort, a world record at Arrowhead Stadium, and a rue awakening down under.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, October 17th. I'm Glenn Moyer. A 4x8-foot panel reportedly separated from an Air India Boeing 787 on a flight from Delhi to Bangalore, leaving what was described as a quote-unquote gaping hole in the cargo hold of the airplane, but it landed safely. The Indian newspaper, The Business Standard, reports that the missing panel was noticed by ground crews during a pre-flight inspection for the return flight to Delhi. A spare panel was flown to Bangalore and the airplane was repaired. It was declared airworthy and made its return flight after a delay of 9 hours, according to the report. An Air India official said the missing panel was, quote, not an emergency, there was no safety problem, end quote. Air India operates the Dreamliners on international long-haul routes, as well as some domestic flights from Delhi to Chennai, Bangalore, and Kolkata. A group of RV airplane enthusiasts appears to have set a world record for a formation flight with an overflight of Kansas City's Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday, just before the Kansas City Chiefs game. KC Flight, which on its website says it is Kansas City's largest homegrown civilian formation team, was founded in 2009 with 4 members. The team now has grown to 14 members, of which 8 are Formation Flying Inc. carded pilots. The group's home base is Lee's Summit Airport. The group planned to have 49 airplanes streaming pink smoke to recognize National Breast Cancer Awareness Month fly over Arrowhead just after the national anthem. The formation was, wait for it, an arrowhead, according to a report from television station KSHB. The attempt attracted pilots from 19 states and the District of Columbia, according to the station. The current record is 37 airplanes set at Oshkosh in 2009. On the KC Flight Facebook page, a controller from KC Approach wrote, quote, I've never had so much congestion on my radar scope. Between you guys, the blimp, and the photo helicopter, it was exciting to see. Well done, end quote. KC Flight says it will take the Guinness Book of World Records organization up to 6 weeks to confirm that a new record has been set. An eastern gray male kangaroo was not trying to hop on a plane when it found its way into the main terminal at the Melbourne, Australia airport on Wednesday. The animal apparently had been hit by a car as it approached the building. It surprised people shopping in a pharmacy inside the terminal. Must have been looking for some first aid. The French news service AFP reports that part of the terminal had to be secured so that wildlife rescuers could tranquilize and capture the animal. An Australian comedian named Julia Morris broke the news with a tweet that said in part, quote, a kangaroo has just jumped into the chemist, end quote. The terminal is located near the kangaroo's natural habitat. The tarmac area of the airport is guarded in an effort to prevent the animals from being hit by airplanes. It is not the first kangaroo incident at Melbourne Airport. In January, police chased one through a parking garage. A similar incident was reported in October of last year. Rescuers from Wildlife Victoria were dispatched to the terminal where the animal was subdued and taken to a vet for a checkup. And, of course, the Qantas jokes flew thick and fast on all social media sites. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks, as always, for listening, but I gotta hop on out of here. Sorry. You're now cleared for departure.